Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We're excited to welcome Jordan from the Butlers here for an interview this afternoon. Kia ora, Jordan. How's it going?
Kia ora, guys. How you doing?
We're doing really well, thank you. What about you?
Yeah, great. Good old Thursday.
Yeah, good old Thursday. Nearly the weekend. It's feeling like summer, you know. It's looking up.
It is. It's been a sunny day in Christchurch anyway. I don't know about you guys down there, but...
Yep.
Absolutely
sunny down here, so...
Probably the best day we've had in, I'd say, like a month or so.
Month, oh.
maybe not, but every day just keeps getting better and better.
So yeah, no complaints.
So we're here to talk to you about your upcoming RNA experience, I guess. So, dude... RNA's got an incredible lineup this year, featuring artists like Shapeshifter, Becky Hill, Andy C, which aren't exactly your genre, but how does it feel to be part of such a big festival with such well-renowned artists?
That's quite a cool question, because I guess that's what is just super special about festivals in general. Is like, for once, it's sort of not all about you. You get to sort of share that stage with whoever it may be. And I think this year at RNA, with the likes of the people and artists that you just mentioned, it's going to be just a sick year, I think, of so many different types of artists and icons in our industry. And yeah, just really looking forward to it, because, like I say, it's not every day you get to share the stage with so many great artists.
Yeah.
So it's just cool.
Absolutely.
It's a privilege.
Yeah. And so, in the same vein, the festival's set in the Cadrona Valley, which is just beautiful, and to be there in summer is just amazing. I was there for RNA last summer, so... How does playing at a festival in such a beautiful setting sort of influence your performance, or how do you think it might influence the performance?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing little spot. I'd love to talk with the person that came up with the idea of just hiding away in that little valley and having such a massive, cool event. But yeah, I think for us, you know, we've played there twice in previous years, and both times we've been earlier in the afternoon, and it's been nice to kind of welcome people to that stage early in the day and have the sun shining. And this time, playing a little bit later, it's going to be another sort of different experience of maybe the sun going down and everyone sort of coming alive, and it's just going to be really interesting to see how that experience unfolds, and just party hard, be fun.
Yeah, so. Definitely party hard at RNA.
Yeah.
So your sound combines elements of funk, surf rock, and indie, which I believe fits perfectly with the vibes of a summer festival. What songs are you most excited to play in your set, I guess? No spoilers, but will you be bringing back some old ones, or will it be more new stuff? What can the fans expect?
Oh, I think like any festival set, it's not really about anything in particular, and I guess that's what's so cool, is it's kind of a showcase of everything. It's not revolving around something like usually a tour is, like a new release or a new album. It's kind of, you kind of just get to do what you want, and whoever you want to be on that day. But I think we're all super stoked with a couple of our new singles and sort of what's to come. So I feel like those will probably be at the forefront going into the summer, and just really trying to showcase these new songs that we're really proud of.
Awesome. Yeah, so it sounds like the Butlers have had a busy year thus far, and obviously finishing off and starting the new year with such a big festival is a massive thing to look forward to. But is there any highlights from the year being that stand out for you and music?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny because we all have such, you know, we've been a band for probably 7 years now, and we all have these crazy, busy, different lives, and the Butlers still seems to just break through it all and just keep charging on, which is just, I guess, a testament to like our friendship and how strong that is and how strong it's become over the years. But
that's very wholesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, I just completely forgot what the question was.
No worries.
Completely forgot what the question was as I was going down that tangent.
What's
been a highlight of the year? But recording these new songs and going on tours always a hoot. We love playing live to people and sharing all of that good stuff. But I think while going traveling earlier in the year, it was really nice just to have him home and to lock in and kind of we'd been doing a lot of writing, so it was fun just to get back in our little shed and start cooking up some tunes, I think.
Yeah. Sick.
But just to be together, I guess, to encapsulate all of that, to be together again and sort of come back from busy lives and be doing music is just always such a privilege.
So the New Zealand summer festival scene's kind of known for its ability to bring people together and form senses of connection between anyone from any walk of life. Everyone goes along to a festival and enjoys themselves. How important is that sense of connection, I don't know, between you and the bandmates, you and the crowd, you and your audience? How important is that to you?
Arguably it's like the most important thing, is to be able to make art in whatever facet and help it connect anybody in any sort of way. I think that's probably arguably the reason why we do what we do and why any artist does what they do is because it just helps people connect and share feelings and emotions that maybe they just aren't capable of expressing themselves. And things like music, you know, and being in a crowd of 3,400 people, 20,000 people, like, there's something about that I guess quickens the process, because you're all in it together and you're all watching the same thing and you're all present there and having a good time. And there's something about hearing something that moves you with all those people that's super crazy. When you hear someone like Becky Hill, you know, singing over some really angelic drum and bass, you know, there really is something about that it's like, it's kind of hard not to fall into the moment, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very ethereal and gets stuck in it. Trance like
and then you're there with so many other people in the same space and
all doing the exact same thing and thinking the same thing.
People should just lean into that,
I reckon.
Over the years, like through the 2000s and probably and especially in the last couple of years, you know, like we all want the festival experience, but we remove ourselves in a way with our phones and things like that, and it'd be sick to see everyone, you know, like the 90s just leaning into that experience where you experience something with a whole bunch of people and just in it together, you know.
Sure.
Absolutely. So given we've got a whole range of artists as always at R&A, is there any acts that yourself or the Butlers would be excited to see? Like, surely you get to go and watch a whole bunch of the other acts and such a stacked lineup. Is there anyone?
Sure. I mean, it's a funny one. It probably sounds pretty outrageous because we've played on quite a few bills, but whether I've sort of, I got sober probably a year or so ago, and so I don't know if I was just too wasted or if I was in another stage or another thing, but I've never managed to really like see Dave Dobbin play like a full set. So I'm actually pretty excited to just park up and actually enjoy that for once. It'll be great.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I think that'll be pretty huge.
Yeah, has to be, right?
Yeah.
I think that wraps up our interview.
Yeah.
It was great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Yeah. No, thank you very much.
Yeah, and all the best for, what's ahead in the big summer. And, it should be awesome.
Cool. We'll see you everyone at RNA.
Yeah, sounds good.
We have
Thanks, Jordan.
I Ain't Running by The Butlers up next.
Running for so long, trials and tribulations, the list goes on and on, but I ain't running away from you tonight.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.